Guys.
This is a big departure in terms of hair for you. Are you sure you can go on camera?
I left a grease slick on the way out to practice. Camp. Go ahead. Mark, I know you got something. What do you got?
I just want to talk about your hair. It's normally so nice.
I'm not talking about anybody.
I appreciate that, Rock.
Let's just beat the dead horse. Red zone.
Red zone, sure.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's,
sure.
Is there any fix at this point, or is it just...
Yeah, oh, there's certainly, there's always a constant evaluation. And again, we start out the season slow in the red zone, and then we felt like... We made a big emphasis upon it and we got better. And then certainly we've hit a skid again. And so we continually look at it. We're always looking at not only the scheme that we're doing down there, but also the play selection, execution. There's a lot of things that go into it. And so we, you know, continually look at ways to get better. And we haven't done a good enough job of, obviously, of the execution and what we've done here, especially in these past three games. So we'll just look at it again. There's not one real, you want to say, well, can't you just put your finger on it? Is it not running the ball? Is it throwing it too much? Is it running too much? Are we getting the ball the right player? We'll look at all of those things, are a part of it. So, you know, we look at it as a staff and we look at it as players again, and we just make a commitment to getting better.
When you're playing a team for the second time in 3 weeks, you have to be more cognizant of your tendencies?
Yeah, certainly, and that's, you know, three of the last five opponents for us will be playing for the second time, and so that's important there. We spoke about this this morning to the players about that as you work down this stretch down here, you're going to be playing three opponents that we've played previously. So it's important, one, that you reflect upon those notes and understand what we did well and the things that they'll be working on. Obviously, they'll work to stop some of the things that we did well, so we just have to be aware of that, and the players are aware of that going into this stretch.
You had in the red zone third downs at the 8, 7, and 7. Are you sort of in no man's land? Or do you have to pass?
You feel that way, depending on whether or not it's a four down or not. But if there are situations, if all of a sudden, because we were in third and they weren't third and goal situations, we still could have got an opportunity on two of those situations to get first downs on the 1 or the 2 yard line. So if you get down there, you'll make that decision. Will we go for it on 4th and 1 here? You know, if we get down to that. And those are things that Gus is constantly communicating to me there, that if we get to a 4th and 1 now, we will go for it here. So there was a situation twice in that game where, you know, they're in a situation, it's 3rd and 7 or 3rd and 8 from the 9 where we had to get the 1 yard line. Well, we you know, communicated that if we get to the 1 now, we'll have a chance to go for it on 4th and 1. So always aware of those situations.
Did Blake make decent decisions when he had the run pass option?
Because they were efficient. He threw a bubble. One was a bubble screen out. It went to Brian Walters. It went for 4 yards there. So, we look at that. Is that if that's efficient? You know, there are a couple times our first downs down there, we threw an out to Hernsey and an out to Julius that got us 4 yards. Didn't get us in the end zone, but you look at that and say, well, that'd be an efficient play, but it doesn't give you a chance to get into the end zone. So that's why I said those are things that we'll look at. We give a guy a chance to catch the ball, get up the sideline, and get more out of it. We've got to get more out of those plays. They're efficient plays, however, down there. Like I said, normally, most teams, if you look at, studies done in the red zone, on the average, you have a little over 4 plays, 1 of 4 plays to get it in the end zone for a touchdown. So sometimes teams get down to the 15-yard line, they score in 1 play. But on average, when you reach that 20-yard line, on average, there's 4 plays. So one of those 4 plays has to end up in a touchdown. That's the emphasis that we're trying to put upon. Somebody is going to make a play here. Someone with the ball in their hands, a chance to get the ball into the end zone.
12 running plays in the game. It's not the balance you're looking for. Concerted effort to run more, how do you approach that?
I think we approach every game differently in a game plan. We felt like how we were attacking them, we liked the plan we had going into the game. We were very aware where at halftime we had talked about the rushing attempts and where we were at. But we felt we were moving the ball. Where we missed out was in the red zone selection there and scoring. We'd have been, you know, we went right down and got down inside the red zone on those 2 drives early in the game, came away with 6 points instead of 14. And so we looked at that. But we were aware, I think we had 230 yards at halftime, and we always go through those statistics. How many rushing attempts do we have? And we always look at who is getting the ball. And so we go through that just to make sure how many times have we targeted Julius Thomas? How many times has TJ gotten the ball? How many times has Hearnsey and A-Rob? And so we go through all of those scenarios and we say, well, let's not just run the ball so to say we ran the ball. If we're moving the ball in another way and we have a matchup outside that we like, let's continue to feed that player. We do, I don't want to sound like I'm speaking out of both sides because there is an emphasis here to get the ball to TJ Yeldon rushing the football. And there are some benefits to running the ball just to run the football. But we felt like the plan that we had was a good one, the exception of the red zone execution and the red zone, fortunes there. We're not what we're looking for.
What about not having Hearns? That changed everything.
Yeah, he's a big blow. Like we talked about him last week. Not, again, just because what he brings, not only is the player, but what he's going to bring to us in terms of leadership and his practice, his work ethic for other players to see. So that's a big blow. Anytime you lose a star, no different than when we lost Brandon Linder. He was a big loss for us, those type of players. So it'll hurt us, but I think, again, we'll get an opportunity, or Marquise Lee will get an opportunity to be more involved. Rasheed Green will have an opportunity to be more involved. So we've got some players, again, a good problem. We've got some players that have an opportunity to step up.
Who's the starter in this?
We'll look at that. We haven't decided right now, but right now, both Marquise and Rashad and really Brian Walters, all three of them rotated in today, and we'll make that decision later on in the week.
You've had Lee for a couple of games now. Do you have a better feeling of what you can trust him to do and what he does?
It's getting better. I'll say it's getting better. He still is not up to and we'll probably – this week was a week that we said, let's see if we can increase his practice reps, because we've been kind of holding back on his practice reps until we felt like – he's in shape, in running shape, in wide receiver shape. Now today we had the bad weather came down, so we didn't want him slipping in that. So we felt like this week would be a week that we could expand upon the number of repetitions that he's getting in practice. We'll see tomorrow how he feels after today. But a little bit like Julius, when Julius came back, there's still that that trust factor between he and Blake and in the route running and the precision in the route running and the timing of it all. So they're still, I think, getting a feel for one another as far as that goes.
Granted, you were moving the ball with the pass, but the bottom line is you wind up Blake those 49 times.
Yeah.
It just seems like that's too much for a second-year quarterback.
Yeah, it is. I agree with that. That is a case. Do I think he can handle it? Yes. Do I think in the long run, I think it will help in his growth? But no, right now, you're right, 49 times. And we can say, like I said, it changes. And not trying to justify it, but you'll have a two, was there a two-minute involved before the half? Is there a two-minute involved at the end of the game? That pushes those numbers up as well. The bottom line is, though, is not necessarily the passing attempts, but the lack of rushing attempts to TJ Yeldon. So we'll, again, we'll look at that as far as getting TJ the ball in the run game.
Maybe sometime in the second quarter, hey, let's just run three times just to see what happens.
Yeah, every game's different. I'll say that every game's different, and we'll look and see how this game plays out. But I said every game's different, but certainly I'll be more committed to the run on my part.
Excuse me, Allen Robinson, close to 1,000 yards. Have you been surprised by him?
We mentioned that last week. I as a staff, certainly the guys that were here in the last year with the staff and Gus, and a lot of input from the coaches that were here a year ago, and they felt the same thing, that he has a very high ceiling, and they felt like there's a lot of growth there. And talking to Jerry and Tony, the guys that coach him, there's a lot of things that I think feel like he's gotten better. He's gotten a lot better with run after the catch as far as catching the ball and keeping his feet and getting downfield. His strength is better. I think his explosiveness is better. So I still believe he has a very high ceiling. He can get much better even with where he's at right now. So I think he can be a real special player in time.
Go ahead, you go first.
What's your frustration level with Blake and some of the mistakes he's making? In your eyes, should he be beyond that point in his
development? I think we mentioned last week, everybody's player's development is different. And the situation, I believe the organization feels this way. He was thrown into a difficult situation a year ago with a number of young players. And now he's gotten thrown into his second season with a new coordinator and a new system. So I'm not frustrated at all. I think because of the fact that I believe that he recognizes those mistakes, I believe he learns and will grow from those mistakes. He'll get better. the situations, even the past the line of scrimmage. He's never done that before. I think he's probably pressing because he wants to be better. And that to me looks back on it now and says that, you know, coach, that won't happen. That's not going to happen. I believe that. I have a lot of belief in the player that he is, and I think that experience is going to be a great benefactor for him moving forward, and I think he'll just get better.
He leads the. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. No, go. I'll go left. No, go.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Mine's kind of Marquise Lee. Seriously, today said that he's thinking about marketing albino tiger. He said he went to you for for some like permission to use it or whatever.
Let's get him on the field. That'll be good. We'll get him on the field and get him playing, and maybe that'll be there. Yeah, that would help him. No question. Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Mark. Thanks for letting me in on that information.
He said he talked. He said he went to you about it.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know he went to you about it, too.
Hey, okay, if you're a good marketer, you got to use the media.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Sure.
Hey. Blake's leading the NFL in completions over 20 yards. I think he has 50 now. What does that say about his development? Have you ever had a quarterback lead the league in that?
And that's pushing the ball down the field. I'm not sure if Mark Bulger may have, but I believe, as we said, I think it's easier to pull back. You know, there's other things we need to get him improving on. He sees that the, obviously completion percentage and what we're doing with him, the yards per catch. Those are things that he'll get better at, but it's easier to pull back on the reins. I believe it's harder to get a quarterback to try to push the ball down the field more. So, that's something again. I think it's good for a second year player in the first year offense with a young football team. I think that's a good starting point for him. Certainly we need to eliminate the interceptions and increase the percentage, passing percentage. And that's a goal going forward, starting with this game this week at Tennessee. But there's still a lot of season left, we say. You know, we strive to get better every day, and I know you hear a lot from Gus, but it's a belief around here, and he's bought in completely. Blake, I'm just want to get better and just try to. Can you, as a staff, help me get better? And I think that's the goal of everyone in the building. Let's help this guy get better, and it'll make the entire team better.
And then TJ had a couple catches on the first drive, sort of like I think 34 yards. Did San Diego make an adjustment? Was that just not available?
So he had a couple times there were other plays where we actually checked in protection, which didn't allow him to get out on some blitz checks, but he's still involved in it. I'll say he's still involved in it. They did some things to take it away, and Blake had some other situations where he may not have been number one in the progression on those plays. He was two or three and did not get to him, but he'll still be involved in what we're doing in a passing game.
Greg, how important is the relationship between Chad and Blake? And have you seen that relationship grow?
It's critical, I think, again, in a young quarterback's development, in my mind, and I think in Gus and Dave's mind and the organization's mind that he has someone. I think certainly Nathaniel Hackett as his quarterback coach has got to be as confident and someone that he can go to. But I also know that Chad has been a very strong in his development. Not last year as a rookie, but going into this year, I think Chad provides not only a great sounding board, but he's also a very calming influence for him on the sidelines, and he's been a tremendous help for Blake at this point in his development.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, thanks.